Oh no, she had to kick him out. Like, and they had a family business.
And even when he was like knocking, trying to see the kid, I was like, not when you're high like this. Stop it. You can't see kids like this. What are you doing?
Like, you're dirty.
What are you doing? I mean, you're high out of your mind.
Just please.
Why would you be allowed to see a child like in this condition?
You know, you're wanting to traumatize
get
the baby.
Get it together.
Just clean up a little bit. But
this girl is a setting. Pictures and buttons. It's steady. They're like steady. This girl is a setting.
Sounds
so
like
it is a Swedish house mafia. No, I'm joking. It's not Swedish house mafia. It's a Swedish sada that is in the same vein as Kopparberg. So if you like Kopparberg, which is a German cider, it's like in the
I've heard of Kopparberg.
So good.
Need to
so
try
good.
It actually.
So good. My cousin put me on. So it's basically like like a very fruity
cider.
Ooh,
it's
delicious.
Lovely.
I like
lovely.
Both. So I was trying this because I haven't had this. Passion fruit flavor.
Ooh, interesting. Where'd you get
this? Kopparberg is like pear. They have like a strawberry flavor and a pear and lime. Mm. And it's really good.
It's like a cider. Is it like, craft ciders or is it just like a masada, like a Savannah?
I think it's like a craft
which
is
Savannah
cider.
Is maybe just such a premium cider. Let us not hate on the queen of ciders.
We really shouldn't. Savannah's the girl that
you
should.
The girl she is. And you just put some ice and some lemon in that girl.
These are imported from Sweden. Rekordelich is from Sweden and then Kopparberg is from Germany, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay,
something like that,
because I have it with beers as well,
but you have them quite like everywhere now. Like PNB and Checkers.
Oh really?
And, you can get them pretty much in most
and
places.
And is it alcoholic
now. Yes,
really.
It's a cider.
I love that. Because, what is the cider game today, hey?
I like that it's expanding.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. Because I saw, actually, the She Bean.
Oh, the Brutal Fruit.
Yes.
You know what? Because
Brutal Fruit is also
I feel so weird even
OG
talking about
cider.
This because I deal with it every day at my
yes,
job.
Yes, yes, yes. This is why I was just like,
every day at the job. No, for sure. But do you know what? I really think that it's a good idea. It's a very good idea.
It is. It's interesting. It's quite disruptive.
Yeah, and I've always
cool.
really liked
I like that, you know?
Female driven spaces.
Yes, yeah.
So I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I hope that it continues to be more as a pop-up.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
It's interesting. There's Brutal Fruit. Because Brutal Fruit is technically a cider.
Yes, it is an
absolute
cider.
Is a spritzer, which I have learned.
Oh,
now.
Is it a spritzer?
So it's a spritzer.
So what's
so
the
difference?
Honey.
No. Honey,
what's
miss
the difference,
honey,
baby?
Miss honey. Okay, so the difference is a spritzer is made from wine.
Yes, yes.
A cider is made from
apple.
That's
true. That's true. From
cider.
Like apple cider. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's an element of that in
yes,
it.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's basically the difference. Oof. One is from grapes. The other is from apples.
Yeah. Do you like panini?
I do actually.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
I like Brutal Fruit as well. Like I genuinely enjoy drinking ciders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even Sav.
Even Sev, yeah, Sev is amazing. But that's the best I can do with
and
cider.
And for me, do you know what? And
I'd always say
I can't drink beer. I'm not one of the cool girls that can drink beer. I can't.
Cool
drink.
Girls? What do you mean cool girls?
It just
though?
Remember
what
how there was
saying?
Like, oh,
what
back in the
say?
Day there was this thing of like, oh my god, I'm a girl that drinks beer and like I just hang out with the boys and blah blah.
Where
blah.
Was this
there
thing?
There was just like a thing.
Where was this thing?
Do you know what? I'm not the first person to say it, but it was a thing.
You're
anyway.
Not, but like, where was this thing?
I don't know, like just in high school and thing. Oh, there was
I guess,
a level
you know,
of like
the girl who's drinking the beers, hanging out with
like
the boys,
one of the
and
boys,
she's dope,
you
but she's
know,
like
yeah.
this one.
I was just like, ooh, I'm a girly girl. It's my favorite color pink.
I'm a
yes,
girly girl as well.
No,
I love beer.
Do you know what? I don't get it. I've tried.
I adore beer.
I've tried.
Are you on?
I've tried so many times with beer. I've tried different kinds of beer.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, I get it. You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to be in it. You know. I feel like it's also.
Not bad. good, actually.
Black Label is a premium. Yeah, it's a premium really beer. It's gorgeous.
Still
it's a gorgeous.
Still from Canada, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, all the good beers from like up there, the Scandinavians, they know how to really craft it. I hate craft beer, though. I can't do craft beer. It's too heavy. Oh. So I think I understand why, just as a palate, just speaking on the spectrum of palates. Mm-hmm. Without gendering the palates, do you absolutely. Know what I mean? And which I is also definitely a thing.
Because,
I mean,
yeah.
because most women do like sweeter, cidery,
cocktail-y.
Champagnes. I love those.
But
I love
also,
those.
It's very I've interesting. Got a, but for me, like the gendering of alcohol is very interesting.
It is,
even
you
from
know,
a marketing perspective because like,
yes,
it's really. The way things are gendered are weird because there's still the stigma of like,
and
you're
it's
a
creepy
man
and it's problematic
it's
in,
like,
in alcohol
okay.
in marketing of alcohol.
Why can't a man drink a cocktail?
Why
can't why a woman
can't,
drink
you
Hennessy?
Know, right?
Do you know
what
I mean?
Why can't a woman drink a whiskey?
Yeah, because
lots
do
of
be
women love whiskey.
Yeah,
Henny. You
so,
know what I mean? And
it
lots
does
of men,
not end well,
lots of
women,
lots of men
really.
Love a brutal. My brother
yeah.
loves a brutal. Like
Sinus
you know what?
And
why
cocktails
not?
Are really nice.
They really are, though.
Honestly,
you know,
cocktails when made well are very nice.
They really
but
are.
But even
they
in
really
cocktails,
they need to be. They
still,
need to be.
There is the gendering
well, yeah.
of like an old fashioned
yes,
for men and
that's true.
And whatever's for women.
I mean, I'm not gonna.
But
I feel like
I
feel like
it.
There's definitely a masculine and a feminine in everything. In everything, you
true.
Know, and there's a masculine taste, there's a masculine look, there's a masculine, or there's a feminine edge, there's a feminine way, there's a masculine way, you know, I really do believe in those energies, but it's fucked up to really, like, segregate now people that way. Because people aren't that way, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, and people, you just like what you like.
You like what you like.
And sometimes it's not that serious.
You like what you fucking
really
like, dude. It's not that deep. You
because
that
also
deep.
Getting the, oh, I can't believe that you like this. So like, oh, I
and it's also very much a part
this.
Of the, like, the games we play, the romantic little dating games we play. So she's that girl. And because, like, now those
then,
guys
then
are
because
now are you
that
because.
Girl, it means that she's this. And it's
oh
like,
my
no,
gosh, we need
yeah.
so much therapy.
We do.
Anyways,
we
today
but
are
I mean,
actually talking about marketing
what?
Things.
Yeah,
and
it would actually be a good...
I was
oh,
hoping you would do
pivot.
The seggy.
Oh,
you're
so
good at the seggy. I was just trying to give you the seggy.
Okay,
segi,
so
you
this
know?
Is a segue to what we're going to be doing
Painkiller, guys.
Yes.
Wow.
That is a good
firstly,
segue.
I want to say,
because it is a story
wow.
about marketing.
It is, right?
Which
and addiction and greed and...
Yeah, we are in the opioid crisis.
Yeah.
In the 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Uzo Aduba is.
Love
her since
right,
Orange is the New Black is
right.
Crazy Eyes.
And
love her
and she's just like.
She's
and she's
the
also
lead
on that other.
On the case.
On the. She's the lead on the case.
Yeah.
And it's interesting.
And she's
I
narrating
just wanna,
the story.
And she's narrating the story. And I just want to say, I watched this. I think I was. The first time I watched this, I was probably high and horny and hungry, and it was retrograding because I could not stand it. I could
really
not stand
it.
So I told Betty, I was
like,
should we do this?
Do
she was
know,
like, listen,
I actually,
watch this shit.
I actually like
it's really dope.
I like when people don't like things.
Because
yeah,
I'm too good
a lot
at not
reasons.
Liking things sometimes.
No, do
you
know what?
Know?
Even, I mean, we can all be au contraire about
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
But for me... There's more meat when people don't like things.
That's true.
Than when
we
they
have
do.
To. We have to.
So
unpack.
You know, this is part of. I mean, it's not the only reason why I like good bad movies, but I'm just like.
This
you
is
know
true
what?
As well.
There should be
because the good
nuance,
bad of it is
you know?
What it is. You know.
Yeah. So there are things that I liked.
The intersection
irritated me.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah. So
that's
painkillers.
True.
Painkillers dropped on Netflix. It's six episodes. I want
six hour long episodes each. So
yes, pretty long.
So
and,
it's
you
it's,
know
it's,
they are.
It's
we are. Dealing with the Sacklers,
the Sackler Empire, right? And
yeah.
it's based off of a. It's based.
A true
it's like
story,
it's a whole
loosely,
thing where
like,
it's like
dramatized and fictionalized.
Genre-wise, it's like a weird like mix of true crime, and then fictionalizing and the
yeah,
reenactments.
Like
but it's
that.
Actually a story that was written. And
yeah.
actors came into
there's
to,
also
there's
like
characterizations
the whole medical detectiveness
well.
Of it.
Yes, right.
Yeah,
so she
in the story. Yes.
She is the investigative officer who is called in.
Yes. And she basically her job is to just check that hospitals are just running.
Oh, is that
kosher?
Her? Yeah. You know what? She's
and
like the
she
inspector
keeps, yeah,
inspector
yeah.
gadget.
So it's very much
know?
Like a food inspector, but like
yes, yeah, yeah,
feels
but
like.
For fields
and
like
she keeps coming
druggy.
Across all of these prescriptions for this thing, this Oxycontin, that it just keeps coming up. And she confronts a doctor and she's like, why, are you hiding anything? And he says no. And she's like, well, I'm going to take your files and I'm going to go over everything. And if I find out that you're lying, you're going to be in trouble. And he's like, no, I'm telling you.
And I love how she just... And takes control. How she just takes control of that situation. She is such a. She is such a. She just goes in, hey, and she goes in with such authority and like knowing what she's. Because I wouldn't be able to go in. I wouldn't be able to go into a practice and demand books.
And especially.
And demand like you know and speak and also exactly and speak to white men like that at that time, like it's an interesting power that she just like has, and Uzo Aduba embodies it. She does very well.
She's very good. You know, it's interesting because we find her telling the story about the Purdue Pharmacy and the Sackler
Purdue.
Family. Basically.
Is it Purdue? Pharma. So
they are basically this big conglomerate
drug company. Yeah, basically, like just these corporates that work with scientists and then
they create
painkillers and all sorts of Valium was like over the counter drugs that we get at pharmacies.
Exactly, at a discount or whatever. Yes. So it's very interesting because they glossed over the origins of the family, which I found
interesting.
True. So
it's interesting.
The Sacklers actually were physicians. Yeah. So how they show Matthew Broderick's character,
Richard Sackler.
Yeah.
Yes.
So no, not Richard. Like the main, the old guy.
Arthur. His ghost.
So very, very Hamlet, I have to say.
Okay. Yes. Right. That's very true. Yeah. Oh my God, Shakespeare!
It's very Shakespearean in some ways. The repetitive
ghost.
This is also another thing
where I'm like,
I found it very interesting. But anyway, so him and his brother, like the Sackler family, they did start out as actual physicians, doctors, and they stopped lobotomies in the 30s and 40s and whatever, and they did a lot of medical change. And it is true that like Forbes even listed them like one of the 20th. Wealthiest families in the world,
like
at some
the
point.
Rupert's,
yeah,
you know,
like,
these
yeah, and the
really,
Murdochs and the
yes,
whatever. So
yes.
it's very interesting. So it's like the family business of
the pharmaceutical world
is their family business.
Yes. Okay,
so
it really is. It's
Richard,
their backyard.
As the nephew of Arthur, then takes on the family business
because
he has the brains,
nephew. Yes,
he has the kind of
and,
energy, the ruthlessness.
And, you know, that's what do they call it? The Machiavellian, the manipulative business guy, but also just like, oh, he's just not that.
Seems very
he's unassuming,
you know?
But
and
he
you
is
see
fucking
him, and you see him
dangerous
being groomed as a kid.
Yes,
even,
groomed.
Just
there's a lot
the
of grooming
that he would tell him when
yes,
he was a kid,
I love
making
the grooming
him call
of
his
it,
dad
and
out
that,
on buying his expensive gifts. For Christmas
you
saw how he was
and just
always,
disrespecting his dad in front
in
of him just like that, like I was just like, wow,
this is
yucky.
Yeah, and so this is their family business, and you know, now we kind
so
of
so Arthur is his granddad.
Arthur is his uncle.
Okay,
so he's
okay.
Like
and the dad with the was the brother.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So now Arthur dies because he's a physician. He knows that he's having a heart attack, and you see him in the hospital very much being like, hey, I'm having a heart attack, I need you to do XYZ because or I'm gonna die. And nobody is taking him seriously. They're like, okay, sir, this way. And he's like, I'm having a heart attack, I need to do this. And then eventually they're like, oh, hey, you're right. And then he dies on the table because they were too slow. And then they're like, okay, what are
but
we going
mean,
to do with
the,
this family business? Because the family business were kind of like not doing well, so we need something. We need something. But Arthur taught him the value of marketing. So one of the lessons, I thought, because I didn't even know this, about the Nobel Peace Prize, did not know that, that the man made bombs and then...
And then you know that's the
whole
that's
fake
that's
obituary
that,
thing.
That's
like,
the
huh,
other part where
I
was like, it's interesting these conglomerations, you know what I mean? To be a conglomerate, to be in capitalism, to be ruthless in capitalism, there's rules you have to break, there's shit you have
that's
to
true.
Do, there's some crime, there's dirty work.
Yeah.
But like Arthur was saying to Richard, that you need to find a way to offset that by investing in charities and being and building
a
name.
Yes,
being a philanthropist.
So people
and building,
don't remember
and
you
marketing.
For the
yes,
they
and then
you
using that marketing
and the,
that
the
part of you, you know.
And the whatever,
yes,
yeah, the
yeah, you know.
Prize. It was very interesting.
Which is and a like, very interesting positioning that and is, it's very is just true like, it's very true of like conglomerates. You know, you think whatever. Of the conglomerates that we, you know, that we advertise and you wonder what happens in the background. You know what I mean?
How much dodgy things happen in the background.
Lots of dodgy things.
And it's just so they needed this new thing. And they decided to create OxyContin, which is basically heroin in a pill form.
Like,
which is nuts. It's heroin and codeine.
Listen, oxycodone.
Yeah, like OxyContin, which is like, wild. And then
it's got a couple of names apparently, based on the amount and the variance in size.
Yes. So but their family, it's interesting because their family also made Valium, so they already had
other types of things that they marketed.
And you could see, really? I like how they even showed really the messaging of like, you can solve your anxiety, use a Valium. Yeah. So they found a way to market it and make it sexy. Yeah. And like, even finding the, like that speech where he talks about how humans are chasing pleasure, or like they're running away from pain and chasing pleasure. Yeah, and if you find people in the middle of that cycle,
which is
then that's how you win. And that is how why they make the pain pill. And it's
which
such
is not
a huge
even a reason. It's
mind
a,
warp. It's, because it's like this pill lessens the pain just enough but doesn't completely erase it.
It
so
doesn't
it,
it
makes
doesn't
you
address,
dependent on it.
It doesn't address
so
anything.
It's not
it addresses
it's like
the
a
symptom
temporary,
of pain. It
yeah,
doesn't
it's like
address
a temporary
the actual pain.
It's giving
it
a
doesn't address
on a bullet wound
addiction,
type of a thing.
It doesn't address anything. It addresses a symptom. But it creates a dependency.
Exactly.
It creates that part where you're just now you need
because
it.
you don't want to be in pain, and it is a drug.
You know, like it's an addictive
and
substance.
All the many people who say,
it's an addictive
hey,
substance.
This is a little bit of a bad idea because people will get really addicted to this. I like how they show us even going through the FDA approval and how it took them almost a year to get it FDA approved before they bought the guy out because he just kept being like, this shit is not safe to give to people.
Yeah.
You can't give this to people over the counter. You're literally giving people drugs. Yeah. And you just saw, so for me, I always like how you see the progressive chaos in the thing. So how you would see people like the guy that stormed into the pharmacy and was like trying to steal
the addiction
and people just become
violent,
crackheads and the violence and even the stories that they chose, like
Glenn and Lily's story, as well as Edie's story
Glenn
in the end was just like, but I want to just step back. I just want to go back a little bit. And talk about the marketing, this whole part where Arthur and Richard are having these conversations, and it's like it's this manifesto way of speaking of brainwashing of like you know just like
way.
Yes it's manifesto yeah. It's like trying to it's propaganda
this
rhetoric
is like brand,
such
yeah.
rhetoric
like brand
building. Like you know like he talks about the seller is likely more important than the creative. You know, you come in there, you're not creating, you're coming in there and you're creating you're creating a way for the I don't fucking know.
And do you know what?
But I was
and
like, this is an
interesting
thing in marketing. Mm-hmm. And it's such an indictment, is that the word? Oof. Sounds like a big word, but like it speaks to advertising and fucking marketing and the
it
fact
does.
That the
he's
lies and the manifestos, because we write
he's
manifestos.
We
write
wrong.
Manifestos.
And that's
as copywriters we write the, and it's political
thing.
It's political rhetoric that is now used to sell
something
drugs.
Bad, right?
Yo.
And you see, it's very interesting to also work in advertising and know that and see the power of words and
right?
like the power that we have as
marketers
of certain products and what that can mean
and how you can use it, like
how you can use it for good or how you can use it for evil.
For evil, and you know we're taught
because
not to ask
it,
anything.
It marketed, and it's
right?
almost
yes.
and it's almost what's the word I'm trying to use? It's almost like it was marketed well. It was a very bad thing that was marketed.
Yeah,
well.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
and that,
it's the marketing.
Weird. But the marketing
it's
is
just,
what sold it. So
it's like so.
You,
it's like
even
this,
how
this
they made
playing
it cute
in
with
the
those
space.
Blue little
yeah,
the, stuffed
the
animal
animals,
toy things.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like
kind
it's
of,
cute, it's harmless,
kind of
it's
like,
just a pain pill.
You know, just minimizing its impact.
Yes,
minimizing
the
fact that
impact,
this... Right. And you have 120 at some point. They call it an oxycoffin.
Oh, yeah.
120 milligrams. So
which is bad.
Can I tell you? I'm a weed smoker. 40 milligrams of THC in anything is really high. And weed is like not as potent as heroin. So you have 120 over the counter. That's nuts, dude.
You found that even with 80, those are the ones that they would find not digested when people would overdose.
Oh my gosh.
That's what they would find. Like, they would find the little 80 milligrams.
So it's still in there. So even, and like, I think, what is it I even made
that,
of?
That mortician even said the worst case was 18 Oxycontin pulls found that oh had not God. Been digested
they just,
in the
they
system.
Just take them.
Because you just end up
they
popping
just
it.
Pop
and
them.
You saw
they
even
just
with
pop
Glenn,
them.
Glenn was
and that's
popping,
the thing.
Popping,
that's something else that they mentioned somewhere in there is that the killing of the pain or the treating of the symptom lasts for a precious moment.
Yeah, it's 12 hours.
It's nothing.
Then you need it again.
12 hours. You need it again.
You need it again.
A daily thing. Twice daily.
You're taking it twice
daily. And you're taking
it. And then
like,
it goes from twice daily to more than twice.
Yeah.
I will never forget the
and they're
scene
like,
where,
you need to prescribe more.
Do you know
as
like,
a doctor
at
that
the dosage?
The Oxy Kittens.
And do you know the Oxy Kittens, Shannon Schaefer?
Shannon Schaefer. Bless
kittens,
her heart.
Even Brit,
fun fact,
the little
that
mentor.
Brit girl, she's actually Saudi Arabian. She's
really?
Actually a Saudi Arabian actress.
Very cool.
She was in, very cool.
She but was so unhinged. But even the training
crazy.
And how we are training the sales. Yeah. Oxycontin.
Yeah, it's the it's, marketing.
They are
such a marketing.
Oh,
like
what did the other guy say? Where he was like, "You're basically a drug dealer with a ponytail."
Absolutely, that's, absolutely, and that's and that and that's the is. Other thing with Edie's brother. He also did the same thing.
Yes,
he also did the same thing, and he.
But a lot
got
of people went
prison.
To jail, and you know, and I like
and were just
they,
named
they,
and labeled
yeah.
drug deal, drug
exactly.
dealers.
Exactly, and now it's these cute plants
and the race and the
whiteness
of it, but the whiteness and the racism of all of this.
Because at the time, there was like the 3-strike rule, which meant that a lot of people who did sell weed ended up going to jail.
Yes, yes,
for very
yes,
low,
yes, yes,
low
yes,
level
yes.
offenses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they were like properly pushing heroin and like making people overdose.
Pain.
Talking
about, hey, we treat people's pain. And you know, when you talk to people, like every, like the world is full of people who are in pain, right?
Yeah. And
that's
also,
how you get people.
And also the
bruh.
Charts where they're like, what? Even when they asked Glenn, they were like, what number is it? And he kept saying 11. It's like, Glenn, you're an addict.
Glenn,
it's
not Glenn.
11. Glenn, stop it.
Glenn,
and can
Glenn.
I just say on
Glenn's story?
I love Tyler Kitsch. I've been watching, I feel like I've been watching forever.
Oh my gosh,
because he was
guy.
In Friday Night Lights, and I loved Friday Night Lights.
I've heard about Friday Night Lights. I need to check it out.
Such a good like football series. Like
oh,
it was shot in a handheld camera.
I think
I like
remember.
Yeah, like just really good with like Kyle Chandler was the coach and Connie Britton and Michael B. Jordan was also in there at some
yes,
point.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Really, really, really.
That's
good.
How I remember because
Michael B. Jordan.
But,
yeah,
I remember him.
And he,
but oh my god, his character is
was,
heartbreaking
his
and annoying
always
and
down
fucking.
Bad. Even in Night. Okay, so the scene that always.
What a fucker.
Me, when he moves the stove to get the pearl that he dropped under there,
yo,
weeks
bruh, like
before,
you.
And he's turning
you,
the
baby.
House upside down.
This is addiction, you know
and
what I mean?
And he's like going to ask.
This is addiction,
his,
you know what I mean?
His
it's
stepson,
addiction.
He's apologizing and then turning around and asking him for money. I was just like, this
but the stepson
still.
It's rock bottom.
That
it's
bottom. Rock bottom.
It's
he
rock
hit
bottom.
The bottom multiple times.
Multiple times. And it's like, okay. it's also, this is also about addiction. It's
it
also
is.
About like the pain. And yeah. the absolute, like, back and forth and the hell of addiction.
And I like that they say that addiction happens to the whole family.
Yeah,
it's not
exactly,
just in isolation.
Exactly.
Because
he promises,
you see the
I
mess.
Swear,
you
I
see
swear,
the mess
I
that
swear.
He
oh, my gosh.
And
for
he keeps
himself.
Apologizing.
But wait, Tyler, though, is Tyler...
The son.
Wow, the son.
Stepson.
He's the
son.
He's
sold it to his friend.
Do you know what I mean? And he, it's his fault. It's his fault that he went... And he fell like that. Because he's... It is. I know
he
was like... But he's...
Around.
Yeah, like he's an asshole.
And
you
then
know,
he
he's
fell.
An asshole. You know what I mean? And...
And then he had to have surgery. And
like,
he needed pain
med. This is your fault.
There's a new pain med on the...
I would be so stuck on that. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. It's not. That you're a drug addict now,
yeah.
you know? That you're a drug addict. It's just
but
the
it
system
must be something that
failing
you would always think
everybody,
about. Because it's
you
just
know.
Like, you're... If I wasn't fucking around... If I because even when
mean,
he steals starts. The pills to give to his friends,
like also dead, bruh.
Like here are the pills.
This person is an addict. You can't take
the house
upside
down.
Pills. You can't.
He's just like, this is bad. And eventually he was.
And
like,
you stole all of them. You
he was
stole
just
all
like,
the
okay,
pills.
Okay, okay. Hey, look, I found them. And he was like, where did you find them? He's like, you know, like in the bathroom behind the thing and the other thing. But he sees, even he sees that it's bad.
Yeah.
I think when he keeps seeing him like sneak out to go take them from his car at night, and he's, like, he's just like, this is out of hand. This is, he doesn't know when to stop. Listen, he's just taking them at all hours of the day.
And there's a moment. There's a moment where he's now oxycodone free for like 30 days towards the end.
He finally gets his chip. And then his neighbors next door are just having a bender. And temptation goes...
Listen, drug,
and he
drug
steals
addiction
all
is
of
the
them.
World.
He's just like... because
drugs,
that little tin of his where he keeps his drugs is dropful again.
It is. He is just... He does... I saw him and I saw the pills. I was like, Glenn, please!
I was like, Glenn, don't!
Don't!
It's so hard to get clean!
Please, Glenn!
Terrible. Terrible.
It's like, don't go back to that ex!
Like, please. No, literally, like, don't do it! That
don't
like,
do it.
He's bad for you!
Yo, yeah, dude!
It just terrible.
And he is back.
And it's interesting because you have that story.
As if he never left.
You have that story that's contrasted with Shannon Schaefer.
Shannon.
Who is one of the oxycodones. And you see her, dear out of the woods. She's trying
to
make money.
Right, and she's
and
just this young,
she takes a pamphlet,
you know,
and Brit is training her on to be the perfect.
She's the girl in the marketing, in the office.
She's showing
that
her, and I like
that
she's showing her the life.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
the money and the
right,
clothes and
isn't that
the
just
Porsche
it,
and the
right?
and the and
that
just the access
thing.
To things and the apartment
ah,
that you can have and it's just like yeah
you
if
know.
You sell enough
then
this
they
is
say?
The kind
they
of life that
like,
you can have. This is what you can have. This is what you can buy.
We our doctors
Do you really
are our families.
Go back? Yeah, our doctors
just,
are our families.
And also just like
and what
these,
she does
these...
with a creepy doctor as well. How she how she pimps out the other girl to the other doctor. I was like, this is. You, because for me, I was like,
that?
You could have at least given that other girl a heads up.
But the other girl was down for the ground, for the grinding, for the grinding. Mm. She was in there. She was, and she was like
but
a
then
varsity
it's funny
student.
For her. She was.
Like
but then it's
recruit,
funny. Yeah.
Recruit,
but then it's funny for her to be like,
varsity.
Why would you do that? And she was like, you're the one that picked me
yeah,
out to him. So
you did. Don't act
you
like
don't
you didn't.
Get to judge
don't
me
act
because
like
you
did
not even tell
you know?
Me that this man is very
yeah.
handsome.
You didn't, hey?
Busy giving Tiffany's
what,
bracelets.
What was I supposed to do?
Do you know
isn't
what I'm
that
saying?
What you did? So
and
I'm also
isn't
supposed
this
to do
why
it.
Why you gave me this job? Like, I
hectic.
Yeah. So it's just it's very hectic, and then you see like your people's daughters and people's patients. People
yeah.
are ODing. People are crushing it and sniffing
and
it and
at the parties.
At
also,
the, party,
the employees. The employees are
also
addicts.
Addicts. But I like that they show Ooh. That for Shannon, that hide does not work well for her.
Yeah, she... Because
she fell in the pool and
yeah,
almost drowned.
Yeah,
she did not take to the
And
dogs.
She was the one... I mean, I guess she remained the pseudo-innocent
yeah.
one who was
but
just like,
know
what's
what?
Going on?
Do you know what?
But she was just
I
happy
think,
to carry the thing along
yeah,
with the white privilege.
Exactly.
You know?
No, and
just
you know
to just...
My thing is, I think once she saw that girl overdose, the one that was at first on crutches, and then...
that girl.
I think when she saw that
yes.
girl, when she learned that that girl
yes.
overdosed,
yeah.
she was just
yeah,
like,
she
yeah,
was, this is a lot.
We
this
can't
is real.
Pretend that
this
like,
is real.
This shit isn't
and did
real.
You see how they how the friend that they just dropped her off like that? Like,
on the lawn.
God.
You're not calling the ambulance. You're not dropping off at the hospital. You're going to drop her off at home.
And leave. Drug addiction is just the
and
darkest
just
place,
and then just shout and
it's
be like,
it's the darkest
hey!
Place. It's the most depraved.
Oh!
It's the most depraved. You are... You're not human. Are you? I don't like you.
It was so bad.
It was so bad.
And
you have the good doctors, just, the civil, the
yeah, the one
the
who would not, the one
like,
who would only prescribe it to cancer patients,
dude,
who would
for
terminal,
chemo
for a
therapy stages,
terminal illness, not just for like a little, you know,
a little
thing.
What, like you. Yeah, no,
yeah, so Edie Flowers, okay, yeah. no. So Edie Flowers is now investigating.
She's the investigative.
She is now, they're looking at the FDA.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
trying to follow
yeah,
it
yeah,
up
yeah,
the chain
yeah,
of events.
She's
her
like
new
the
boss,
main.
Brownlee, is
yeah.
is like a persecutor.
He's
and
a DA.
She is just
but
like,
it's interesting
hey,
that she does all that work. She does all the research and all the slotting, the,
yeah.
the going through,
the, grind,
the,
research, the
grinding
the,
for years
yeah.
and doing it on her own. And the
and
DA
she doesn't
comes
even get
in.
To be in the room.
She doesn't even get to be in the room.
And for me, that for
just
me,
the intersections are so real
yeah,
nice.
Because
hey?
For me, I like yeah. that it showed how powerful she was, but also how
right,
powerless.
She, right?
Just generally. To
just
generally,
you know, and it's
because
nice that the powerlessness was external of her, not of
yes.
her.
Yeah.
Like, the
it
character
was, just like,
was
power. Like, she was a fucking Winnie Mandela, bruh.
Even when, like, Richard was trying to sabotage the meeting where they were like, okay, yeah, well, we're suing you guys. And he kept playing with the dog and, yeah, like, throwing things on.
Can you imagine? Like, can you imagine to do that? To do that when the actual state is coming, like, through to talk to you.
About crimes.
Wow. Hey.
About a lot of crimes.
But he turned out to be actually bigger than the state in the end, you know? The conglomerate actually owned everything.
The right
person. White House, the Department of Justice. Listen. That was such a hectic. I mean, that was so unpredictable in the end, hey?
I was so upset.
Because we were all like,
because we were like, hey, we're getting justice.
And then I started doing some research about OxyContin and Golden. It still exists.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
Yeah. So they won.
Yeah, they won. They did. Because they called his boss at the Department of Justice and said, hey,
just give them some money.
Do a settlement and let's call it a day.
Yeah.
So you learn that knowing the right people will get you very far in life. Very, very far.
And the good guy doesn't win.
Yeah. And I like it. It almost felt very real and sobering in that way at the end where you're just like, yo. They did not romanticize the ending.
They didn't. It was very much like, I really appreciated that.
Shit's bad and shit sucks. That's the end of the story.
That is the title of this episode. Shit's bad and shit sucks.
And don't do drugs, kids.
Right?
Oh, drugs.
But it's like, this is the market. That's such an interesting point, though, because the Don't Do Drugs campaign worked in SA, baby girl. We do not do drugs, okay? We don't. I mean, it worked on me, girl.
No, it worked on me, but there be some people with the things up their noses.
It worked on a lot of people.
There's a lot of,
but in the sense that it created the shame.
Yeah.
It created the shame, which works. Creating shame works, you know. But OxyContin was marketed as a pill. Like, you know, it's not a thing you do in the corner in the streets.
No, it's not.
The accent that I did is not right, you know. Yeah. But the thing is, that was how it was marketed to us, you know. So OxyContin is a suburban drug, you know. It's a suburban pill, you know. So it's easy to fall into that.
But it's very interesting because at first it was like, you can only get this if your doctor prescribes this.
Yes.
And then it turned into people are selling it on the street and it's very backdoor. Right. People are standing in queues and like, even Glenn got jumped at the end. Remember when he was standing in that queue to go buy?
After selling his
wedding. He sold his wedding ring. Oh,
Glenn's story, hey? Oh my gosh. Like there's a moment where he's like outside the, I don't know, in an alley on a mattress, bro. Like,
I think that was him trying to just like detox by himself.
Because his wife kicked him right out.
Yeah.
Right out. And I mean, right out.
Do you know what? Richard's alarm.
There's that, hey? That's just recurring. And the fact that he sees people. He sees dead people.
He sees one dead person.
He sees one dead person.
That keeps guiding him. Yeah. That keeps trying to pull him back from the ledge. Being you went too far this time.
And why just being his mentor.
Don't ruin the family legacy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like the but it's also an interesting devil, what, like the hand thing, like because it's your consciousness, right?
Yeah.
It's you talking to yourself, basically, or whatever it is, or the ghosts inside of you, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And it's an interesting crazy.
It is.
It is an interesting crazy.
I don't know how I feel about this.
You know? He justifies everything. He really justifies not like, hey, never admit to anything. What's the thing? Like, you know, like blame it on the abusers. They started blaming Obuklen for taking.
Well, they were like, we need to pivot
and
like we need to back the police and we just need to blame the addicts.
Yeah.
Because it's their fault that we're in this predicament. It's not our fault, technically.
Yeah.
But it's
this was really interesting.
It's based off a book, actually.
Oh, is it based off a book?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find.
Wow, like is it nonfiction? Or is it fiction?
No, so it's actually like adapted by blah 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 blah. I'm trying to find. Yes, so there's a 2003 book called Painkiller by Barry Meir.
Oh, okay.
That he re-released in 2018. So basically, it was around the family that built... Oh, then there was also the New Yorker article titled The Family That Built an Empire of Pain by Patrick Radden Keefe.
Okay.
Which the man who built the...
What was it?
So it's The Family That Built an Empire of Pain. So it was based on like the two books. Yeah, and it's very interesting that even in the beginning, they have real... real families people, and real people
that's
talking
that's
about how
like,
it's not fictional. Like yes, the character
story.
Names are changed and
the
things that have been fictionalized, but the stories are
events.
Very real and
true events,
they miss
you know?
This family member, they have a photo and they were like
they
were this kind of person, they were 23 when they died, they were 32 they were this, that, and the third.
Oh my gosh, it's so hectic. Hey, it's also just for me, I guess what I think the message maybe here is that whiteness, number one, is so powerful. It's so powerful. Whiteness in the States, just whiteness in the world, is beyond the law, is beyond morality. Like, my gosh, you know, like, because this is about Richard Sackler, bruh, banning. Money.
Yeah,
and
in the grand
scheme of things, listen, the 1% in the world that we've been taught, the 0.5% of the richest people, there's actually a couple of those people, and they're just
and
like
they
doing things
a lot. And the fact
and
that
they
we're
affect
still
a lot.
At, I mean, even at the end, because you know, like with true crime and detective things like this, they always have the stats at the end and how they said, like, even today, there are 40 people daily that die from an overdose.
Imagine
this.
That, hey, and it's like,
so it's not gone, like it's still,
you know,
exists.
It's like, exactly, it's like, and it's like, it, you,
it's been plus 20 years now, it's been almost 25 years since like the main
and people
crisis.
Are, you know, like,
and how she even compared it to the crack pandemic as well, and how everything, like crime goes up, and like, just how it rigs the whole system.
And then addiction. And then addiction, the issue that exists, that is just the big fat elephant in the room. I feel like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, because it's also an interesting tipping of the scales, you know? It's like you have addiction heavy on the one side, and then you have greed. But they just feel like two sides of the same coin.
That's very
somehow,
true.
Like, in pain is like, is it the coin?
It's like
I
the
don't
man.
Know.
Yeah. Pain, like, is what started this. It says Purdue spent...
Is the thing that must be addressed, you know?
Yeah, it says Purdue spent $200 million in 2001 alone on marketing and promotion of OxyContin. That is wild.
Yeah,
that is a lot of money.
Marketing department, hey?
That is big budget.
$200 million
in 1 year.
In 1 year,
that's a huge budget.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, if you think of the scale of that, and you think of like cause and effect also.
Mm.
And it's sad because for a lot of people, like you said, it did start with pain. And it's bad because that's what was exploited. It was like, I was in a real accident. I was actually injured.
Like, dude.
I just needed to deal with pain. And then
I'm
the pain management turns into an addiction. Like,
you know what
just,
I mean? It's terrible.
It's genuinely because even
cruel,
Glenn, it's like
evil.
He genuinely
it's cruel
had surgery.
And evil, guys.
Like, people genuinely
those things
had
exist.
Pain
you guys
and
are
problems.
Fucking cruel,
yeah,
evil
like, it's
people, bruh.
Up.
Like
it's really fucked
like,
up.
It's fucked up. You
yeah,
know,
it just
pain
really
painkillers
got out of
are
hand.
Important. You know, but there
yes.
are healthy painkillers
exactly.
and they're needed. You need to treat the pain.
120
pain.
Milligrams is. Yeah, I think even the fact that it got that high.
Like, even that fact, hey,
they,
where are the
like,
proofreaders and the editors?
I'm like, why?
Where
why
are
nobody,
they?
Where's the FDA?
Like,
approving all
exactly. Do you know, but they bought
but
the
you
FDA,
have the
FDA
in your
out,
back
you know?
Pocket. And they were like, oh, he's in Thailand now. He's retired. He's whatever. And like, oh, and how they treated that secretary so badly. And she, even she was an addict.
Oh.
They made her do
Lord.
The memo on how people get addicted.
Lord,
and
Lord. And
she
saw
just,
everything and they just chucked it in the bin.
Yeah. And they shouted at her for sending the memo to all staff.
Yeah.
And
she was the one.
Like
they treated
her
like
treated
trash.
Her terribly.
Hey.
They treated her terribly.
And she sang.
Because
like
you also see, like the placement of women as well, because
true.
Again, just like the there were men in the room, yeah,
absolutely,
and I absolutely. Just they would not take her seriously, even yeah, when she was taking notes, and then they would chat yeah. to her and be like, "Why did you write that down? Why didn't you write that down?" And it's like,
and this is what you is know, happening? And none of it is exaggerated, nor is it false. Mm-mm. Please, can we be honest Mm-mm. about that?
No.
It's actually quite a.
It's like a real
true
thing.
Reflection of. What happens in corporate and marketing and
100%.
Yeah.
It's not, it's very, because there were elements of like, I thought of like mad, the Mad Men.
Exactly, it is.
Yeah, I thought of that's like the Mad Men.
Like, I was like, this is a Mad Men.
Yeah, like I got that.
Dystopian thing.
And again, I've never watched Mad Men properly because.
Me too.
And I always said.
I'm so glad you admitted that.
No, 100%. I have never been able to admit that. I am living Mad Men. I don't want to watch it.
True.
I don't want to watch it.
I don't need it.
I'm living yeah. it. At some but point, I want I to see
Charlize Theron.
Like I've seen, no, like I've seen a few episodes. John Hamm is excellent. Yes. Like he's really good.
I know, yeah.
But I he just, is. I so just. Good. I'm still not quite ready to watch Mad Men. So I just, even from the episodes
yeah.
I saw, I was like, oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
So
it's definitely an iteration of that. Like it definitely
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is real. Should we rate it?
Let's rate it. Let me bring this out right now.
We do have women in the story, which is great.
We do. We I think this is
great.
Hi,
Uzo, as Edie Flowers.
As
okay,
Edie Flowers.
Okay, so our black woman.
As Edie Flowers. It's Raicha. It's Raicha.
Okay.
It's
okay. I mean, are we allowed? Oh, wait, do we pander to stereotypes?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Women are pandering to stereotypes here. We have the marketing promo girls, the
yeah,
Red Bull.
That's true.
Honeys. And I love those girls. Come on. They're lovely. But, you know,
blind
promo work. I've been a promo worker.
Have you? Did
before.
You do promo
Listen,
work?
When okay. I was like, when I was doing my gap year and I needed to make some 50s and 100s, I tried that out, but I just could not. I couldn't do promo work. I didn't last. I didn't even get there.
Just give me another job.
It's a tough one. But you know, some people are really good at it. I think some
100%.
People are really so good at
and
sales.
And I think just yeah,
so
sales.
Wonderful.
A lot of people
sales.
Have a knack for it.
Yes, I don't.
Yeah,
yeah. So there is that as a stereotype.
Yeah.
Do you think? And also, I actually wanted to parallel this to the Barbie world of just like this is the Barbie that you know you grew up kind of these are girls who grew up playing with Barbie, the white
yeah.
girls that grew up playing with Barbie,
yeah,
and they kind of embodied
tall,
that kind
blonde.
Of like tall blonde, like kind of like bimbo-ish
yeah.
type of, you know, so it's an interesting stereotype. I think it exists,
yeah, and it's very interesting in how they knew how to use their femininity,
right,
to get
some
the doctors
women know
on
how
their,
to guys
on their side,
yeah.
Britt was very good at that.
Britt,
she knew how to use sex
bomb.
Femininity to
sex
just.
Bomb.
Get
you
the
know?
Doctors to
yeah.
agree to higher dosages.
Yeah,
and
she speaks. She's
expand,
like, you know
expand,
what?
Expand,
pain.
She's getting paid as
you
well.
Know, yeah,
she's
and she loves that money. You
yeah.
know what? She's like, listen,
she was
why
just
not?
Like, I'm not going back
yeah,
to
not me, Nakel.
Whatever
yeah,
life
Sabine
I had
Zalana
before
babes,
this.
We are here, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, so it's interesting. Like, even Uzo. Yeah. Like,
yeah, even Uzo. I don't know, man. No. No, she's
yeah,
not a stereotype.
She wasn't
man.
A stereotype. It was nice. And I mean, like, this is something that I said that you hardly ever see black women as the lead detectives.
Yes.
Not often.
Yes, right.
Like now
is,
and then.
This
we
is
do,
why
but not
this is
often.
Such a winner for me. This
yeah.
is a wonderful
and
one.
And it was
like,
nice because it's like she's not a lawyer.
She's not a lawyer.
Not a,
she's actually
it's not
where
the
you
usual...
would place a black woman in society.
Yes.
She's like a mid manager. She's
yeah.
like a.
And I
that's
liked
as far as
even the
a
little
lot
things.
Of black women
it was
get,
just
you
like,
know?
Hey. She plays PlayStation when she gets home.
Listen, I love that.
And she's dealing with.
I love
and
that.
She's dealing with, like,
I love that.
Family nonsense.
And you know when she tells the story, she gets like,
yeah.
she, you know,
and
she's
she
like,
leans
listen,
and she's
I didn't
like,
know.
Listen, I'm telling you.
Man. Listen, the storytelling, the storytelling
yeah.
is amazing.
So I really like
so
that.
I love that. I love
yeah.
Uzo in this role. I really do.
Yeah.
I think she's.
It was very cool.
She's quite like she feels like quite a real
person
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, a real
and I
person.
Also like the tension point of her family and.
Yeah, hey.
With her brother.
With her brother.
Being in jail. Say, and the guilt.
And the guilt.
And that she just didn't want to judge. And also the judgment she's also and such the resentment.
A, she's such a Viola Davis.
Yeah, she's such a straight shooter. Listen, I'm a law-abiding like a Virgo. Citizen. Like, she's like,
no, I'm not a, don't fuck with me, I'm just, don't. You know, she's not a, she doesn't, yeah. She, when Shannon comes to cry to her, hey, she's like,
the way she just
do
said
I look
me,
like a psychiatrist? She's not the goal, she's not the goal for you.
Okay. She's not,
and I love that. I love that.
But I love that scene because Shannon went to the car, she continued crying, and she got out the car again, and she's like, actually, here are the files, yes. Sorry for crying, here are the files that you need.
That's right.
Take these bitches down.
Let's work.
But sorry for crying. But you could even see in her face that she was like, I was wrong to cry. Because she just dumped all of her problems.
She really did.
Which is interesting because people usually do do that to black women.
Yeah, to black women.
Hey, here are all my life problems. Yeah, and she was just like, I am not your psychiatrist. I don't know what you think this is. But I am not your psychiatrist.
Problems.
Stop it. I didn't call you for you to cry.
Like, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Yeah, because I was shocked. I was like, she's not going to call her. She's not going to go after her. Like, and she was very much
and
like,
it's interesting that the challenging of that stereotype then of the black woman who is coddling the white lead, the white lady lead.
I love that she didn't.
Right? She was like, listen.
I love that she didn't.
And she just approaches everyone. She just assertive. I'm just like, this is my...
Yeah, it's nice. This because
is
my, we never...
This is my leader,
always,
bruh.
You always tiptoeing about it. So it was this nice my for leader. Her to be like... I she told just, you not to lie, and you're lying. Like, you prescribe this thing 1,000 times in a year. What's up with
truth,
that,
yeah,
sir?
Hey?
Mr. Doctor.
Love her. Oh my gosh, I love her so much. Love
so
her.
Great, so great. Okay. Yeah.
So winning on that, is there at least one strong relationship between black women not fueled by a romantic situation? No.
No.
This is not that...
No,
it's not a
that kind of
yeah, it's not that kind of
part.
What we usually
and also they
get,
weren't yeah you didn't really I won't say you saw friendships in this
yeah you didn't
all, actually.
No you didn't
because even Britt
you
no,
saw your family
Britt and Shannon
family
were
dynamics.
Not homies either because there was a power dynamic even with them
true it's like your work frenemies
because even when Britt came to beat her up for telling
dude you, I was like not you hitting me
you are smacking her. What
I'm
is happening?
Sorry, Impama.
And she was like, you're not gonna ruin this world. I was
like
she's
Brittany is also an addict.
Off the list.
Yeah. So.
But she wears it well. I love that she
does.
It felt like she did it recreationally. It's like, yeah, I'm not gonna let this influence my entire life.
Yeah.
But like I'll dabble here and there. And
I'll
they were all like, oh, haven't you tried it? In the bathroom.
Come on.
I was like, come on, Shannon.
And then she does it. Shannon for me is not a you know, she's not a, just, with no offense, just the epitome of, like, you know, a Karen. Not a Karen, or just, like, white women. Like, you just, not a lot of, not all of them. I'm so sorry, I'm not generalizing. But the stereotype of a white woman who's just never really sticking to her story. You know, she's just the flaily, you know, yes, you're seeing that they're doing drugs. And you're hearing that
and
it's drugs.
Yeah.
And now you're now doing them.
Yeah. But I like how the show constantly calls it out as well.
Yeah,
like
yes,
even the
absolutely.
That other Dr. Fitzpatrick at first when she tries and she's trying to sell him.
Yes,
he's just
like, love that guy.
You're not going to sell me the drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to do this.
Yeah. And he schooled her.
Yeah.
He schooled her.
And
because
keeps,
also
she's
the
very
thing,
much like, out in the head, like very Bambi about it,
very
and it's just
Bambi,
like babe,
very
don't act like you don't
embarrassing.
Know what's happening. Because even because
yeah,
she knew even when they took her notes. Remember where she wrote down like some people are having weird side effects, and they took her notes, and then they called her in,
and then they called
for
them for
special,
a promotion.
And now you're getting a promotion. I was like, so nothing in your head clicked that like this is a little bit weird.
Batong.
People are having side effects
but
and they
clicked.
Are silencing.
It showed.
It
I love
click.
That they put because accountability.
She,
they
like,
put accountability.
You could tell that she was
yes.
like, oh, this is a little bit weird.
And yet you still did nada puna nada.
You still continue?
You still continue with a nice promotion.
Yeah.
That's what
so.
Happens, doesn't it? Now we know.
And even she admitted, she was like, you know what?
This.
It was the power and the money.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm not going to lie. It
yeah.
was nice.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Until it's like
until you
real.
Realize that like
until it's real.
Yeah.
Until it's real,
and
you know.
It
and it got
real.
Very real many times.
It got very
it gets
real
very
many
real
time.
Many
life
times, guys. Hey?
The, that shows life smacks you in the face.
Right, a lot. And you're just like woo.
You're
a lot.
It's
you're
very
it's hectic. So no relationships, no lovey-dovey, nothing.
You saw it with Glenn and Lila. And
yeah, shame. Him
being an addict really just...
Guys, imagine being... Yeah, no, it's another dynamic.
And they had
man.
Such a cute... and I was like, oh...
Mm. Oh, no, she had to kick him mm-hmm. out, like, and they had a family business.
And even when he was, like, knocking, trying to see the kid, I was like, not when you're high like this. Stop it. You can't see kids like this. What are you doing?
Like, you're dirty.
What are you doing?
Oh, man, no.
You're high out of your mind.
Just please.
Why would you be allowed to see a child
like,
in this
you
condition?
You know, you're wanting to traumatize
get
the baby.
Get it together.
Just clean up a little bit. But...
Kids are so good.
We sound so black mom right
now.
We actually really do. Okay, and then how are different types of black builders represented in relation to one another?
There weren't that many black.
Not
bodies.
Many black bodies.
But I do like.
But this
that
is also
Uzo
the reality.
Just had like a body.
Uzo is Uzo. You know,
yeah.
She really is.
And I like how. They,
and she is almost.
And
every,
I like how they.
Every
used bodies for his particular purpose, like even with the oxy kittens,
yeah.
In how they, yeah again
yeah,
with the whole
yeah,
playing in
yeah,
their femininity
yeah.
And
in their
like
femininity
wearing
so,
specific clothes
yeah.
To like just
but do you think then maybe controversial question maybe do you think with Uzo's body
mm-hmm.
that she, there is a level of femininity that might is
stripped.
That is stripped from from because black women sometimes were stripped of our femininity, hey?
That's true.
We are
when
you
are
you know,
in like positions of power.
Yeah, when you are in positions of power, you know, and you know, like I think maybe of Viola, who also had a bit of that, but then Olivia she
played
was
into
in,
that.
She played into
yeah.
that.
It's very interesting.
That's true. She did.
Because she wore very much like power outfits.
Yeah.
They both did, just in very different ways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Like, with Olivia, it was, like, the coats
yeah.
and the whatever. Because I
Olivia's
also think of, like...
Fashions, honey. Woo, come on!
I always think of... To be honest, I always think of her, and I think of Jessica Pearson in Suits.
Oh, yes, yes.
Like, beautiful play on, like, structure,
yeah,
but also
yeah.
very feminine in shapes and
oof.
The color
and
just
the
like,
softness.
The boldness
don't put, yeah, and the,
of the look. Because
yes.
it's, like...
Yes.
yes, I'm in a suit, but there's a dramatic
but,
arm.
And
it's
like a
boob.
Dramatic
it's
feminist.
Like,
it's like
what
a,
I mean? Like
it's like a boob or a color or the
I
drama.
Love it,
I love some drama.
Yeah. So it was really nice. But then with Uzo, it's just
yeah.
very like...
Right?
But
it's
in drab. Some ways,
sometimes with Shwabene.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you
but
know, she's a bit unkempt
like,
sometimes.
Even in her job, you just see like... The level of mundane that her
yes,
job was
mundaneness
before.
Is also the context,
just
you know,
in,
yeah.
Just in, because there's like a level of slowness in the
yes.
show. It's just like,
right.
just general people
just
going
men,
about their day.
Mediocre.
Going
daily
about
life,
their business.
Ooh,
in and out. It felt, you found that felt like the routine
okay.
of it.
Yeah.
Even with the alarm. I don't get what the symbolism
yes.
of the alarm is.
I also
so
couldn't
strange.
Quite.
Because you could never turn
it
off.
Yeah.
I don't know if
and
it was
the
a, like,
first
the house
scene,
is burning.
The first scene. It's one
yeah,
of the first
Yeah, it's one
scenes.
Of the first, because he tries to smack it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
know if it's
it.
Like the house is burning. I don't know. Anyway.
Is it like a crazy, like this guy's, I don't know.
As for where the queers and Africans were.
No, none of that was,
Although
was.
Uzo is technically but no.
Oh yes, she is. She is
mm-hmm.
African.
Mm-hmm.
She is African. I think she also yeah. she also is like she's vocal about being African.
Yeah,
is
she is.
Uzo Aduba?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she is.
Yeah, so she's right there. She's right there. I think that's it, right?
Oh wait. Oh,
wait,
the full
wait,
range of
the
emotion.
Full range. Ha.
I would say yeah.
Yes, especially
yeah.
with her, because
with,
if she
yeah,
tells the story,
flowers,
she's going
yeah.
through
and you
the motions.
See, like,
she's going
the
through the motions.
Curiosity.
Yeah, so she gets angry.
The rage,
there's a moment. There's
the
a moment.
Tears,
wow,
the,
and the she's so
the
dramatic.
The joy at seeing her brother.
Very dramatic.
The,
very dramatic.
Also, the moment where she finally reads her brother's letters.
Yeah.
And they reconnect again.
And they reconnect again. There's a moment when one of the first episodes where she's sitting across these people that she's telling the story to, who are I'm not too sure who they are.
They don't really explain
yeah,
who they are.
Yeah.
It's giving, we're trying to
yeah,
uncover
we're just,
what happened
here. We're just
yeah,
a
so we need
figure
witnesses.
In the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she learns that Richard Sackler sat on the chair that she sits on, and she just bolts.
So disgusting.
And she's like, please take this chair. She's just got such, you know, such a presence and such, like, such emotion. That was a very emotional scene, and a very dramatic scene.
Great.
She's great. So a range is, she gives us a range. And she always does. I mean, she was Crazy Eyes.
Yes. And then she was on, she was the
Intrigued as
well.
And I love that. I still haven't finished it because it's so good.
Yeah.
She's so good.
She's really good. Oh. She's really, really good.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And how are you rating it? Are you giving it a smash potato, a mashed potato, a not me forgetting.
It
I
is.
Hate me.
we have smashed potatoes.
We have fries. And we have roast potatoes. What are you giving it?
I don't think I'd give
And oh really? Okay, yeah. That's a true point. It is.
I think I would give it roast potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was pretty solid.
What did you not like, though?
But
do you want to quickly go through the things that
the
maybe
things
you
didn't
like?
I didn't like the Hamlet Ghost thing.
Why?
I kind of hated it.
Because it just was blaring?
Also, I felt like it happened too often.
Yeah, it did.
Like, it just, it's like it was another character. Like,
it was like,
gosh,
oh my gosh, we need to ask Arthur now.
Please, man.
He didn't much have
Why is your subconscious always, like, around? Yeah. I think that irritated me. But it was told really well. Yeah,
yes.
So I'd give it roast potatoes.
Yeah.
But also,
yeah,
it's interesting because it's one of those things that I wouldn't like watch again. Like, I wouldn't feel the need to watch it again.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
True. Because this
very
was because this was
very intense.
It is
very
quite
heavy.
Intense. It is. It is. It's quite a thinking one.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad I got to watch something thinky.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been watching thinky things.
Thoughts
you
have
know.
Not been
thunk. Thoughts have just been. Shitting, you know.
But what would you rate it?
I like the roast potatoes, but I'm gonna give it fries.
Okay.
Interestingly, in the beginning, I would
and
have
you
not
would not say
it.
Because you
crazy. This is a crazy turnabout. Eh?
Okay.
It's a crazy turnabout. But I really think it cuts at so many intersections, man, and it like it tells this story in a honest way.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like that.
I think this
is an important issue. It's also real life. And for that, I think, they've done well. You know, I think definitely more people should watch this.
Yeah, true.
Just to educate yourself.
Yeah.
About the things at this game, you know. But not, I hated the shooting of it was just, like the... It was just awkward. Like, sometimes Uzo would be...
It felt like
she was two people.
Styles.
She wasn't there with... The continuity wasn't great. So, just those little things.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm, like, more roasted.
Yeah. You know, that's why I'm, like,
soft.
I get a roast.
Yeah.
And a roast potato is nice.
We love a roast
potato. We love a roast.
Yes. Okay.
What is your content?
My content for the week! Ah! Oof. Do you know what? I've been listening to a lot of Maxwell.
Oh, yes! You're going to Maxwell!
Yeah, I'm gonna say Maxwell.
Oh, please say hi to Maxwell.
Love him.
For me.
I hope I'm close enough to
just
say hi.
Hello.
Yeah. Oof. Sam Tandy. Him and his niece.
Sam Tandy. Oh, and his voice.
That voice. That falsetto.
Oof. A falsetto.
The fact that
he
made that woman's work cover his own. That's his song now. Sorry, Kate Bush. That is his song now.
Oof.
Is
it? I didn't even know.
Wait. That song is a cover.
Is it?
It is.
I think I remember hearing, but I've never heard the actual
song.
That's such a meta.
Okay, so
that's
a trivia. He first did it on MTV Unplugged, which was the 90s Tiny Desk.
Oh, yes, I remember MTV.
So he did it, and he was like, oh, this is a Kate Bush song that I really like. And then he did his interpretation of it.
Oh,
very
my
beautiful.
God.
That's a song
I
now.
I have
it's very
song.
Similar to like How I Will Always Love You. Like, that's Whitney's song.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Even
absolutely.
Dolly Parton was like, okay, I'll give it
but
up.
But the Dolly Parton version is also just
beautiful.
Incredible.
I love country music. So Maxwell is my content. Can't wait to see him. Yeah. What's your content?
My content. Wait, I want to say something about Spotify. Spotify does this thing that they, when you download an album, they give it to you shuffled up. And not in the version.
In
the
order.
And I want to say, Spotify, that is violent. And that is homophobic and it is racist. That is wrong. You do not do that to the album. You need to give it to us the way it is.
I
Oh, I was listening. So, leading into my content is Little Dragon. Little Dragon has come back to me, so I've just been listening to...
Did you see the Tiny Desk?
Yes, I think that's what, that was why I was like, oh my gosh, this is like my childhood.
Somebody wrote a comment in there that said, this feels like bumping into an old friend and realizing that they're still doing well. And it's just like, nice.
I love that one. Again, that's so true.
That's how it felt listening to him.
It's just
like,
so
Little
warm.
Little Dragon, we're lost.
So I've been listening to their self-titled album and Ritual Union.
I love Ritual Union.
And you know one thing I love about Little Dragon, bruh? Have you ever heard of a band like that? Like, it's soulful, it's classical, but it's alt, but it's like also hip hop really and soulful, and it's like, and also, it's just fusion.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. That's it. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Bye.